Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Redemption High Dimensions Radio Broadcast. I'm Linda Hsu with the Evangelist for the Hour, and I praise God that we have joined together again via this radio network. We just thank God that we have the opportunity to spread His gospel, spread the message of hope, spread the message of peace, and all that God wants to deposit into our lives through His word. It's a blessing to be alive today in the land of the living. We give the Lord the praise today, and thank you all for tuning in. May the Lord bless your hearts as you tune in to the broadcast. Let's go before the throne of grace, and then right after that, we're going to get straight into the word of God. Heavenly Father, we say thank you for this beautiful day to be alive. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Thank you for giving us activities of our limbs, allowing us to see our loved ones and experience grace and your mercy today. We thank you for healing and deliverance, God, that you're going to release in the lives of those that need you today, God. You're going to give peace, God. You're going to lift the burden, Lord. You're going to break off the weight and the chains, God, that so prevalently, Lord God, try to hold your people into captivity. And, Lord, we ask that the light of your word, God, just comfort their hearts in Jesus' name, and that you will bring them into that full place of restoration, God, and let your joy be in their hearts to strengthen them in every area of their lives. God, go forth mightily today with the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit that you have given us, God, to overcome all things, that you have given us power, Lord God, that we triumph, Lord, and be victorious in every situation we encounter. So we thank you today, God. We pray fervent, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will release and pierce the darkness, God. Pierce the darkness and bring down the principalities, the powers, the evil spirits and wickedness in high places in Jesus' name. Everything, God, that exalts itself against the knowledge, the truth of your word, bring it to nothing, Lord, in our lives. And Jesus, we speak life today. We speak glory today. We speak healing today and deliverance today. Lord, we speak wellness and happiness in the souls of your people today, God. Oh, God, we ask that you will comfort their hearts to let them know that everything will be all right. Let them know, God, that they are in your loving hands and that all things will work together for good because they love you. So, Father God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit being in our presence. May we move, live, and have being in you today as we glorify you, God, by getting into your word, letting you speak to our hearts, showing us the way, the path that we are to take, encouraging our hearts to look forward in expectancy, Lord, for the good things that you have prepared for those that love you, God, and the good future that Jeremiah 29 has declared, Lord, and your thoughts towards us that are only good. So we bless you today, God, and thank you for the blood that you shed that forgive us of our sins. Thank you, Jesus, that you keep keeping us every day, God. And we thank you and honor you and lift you up as we pray for the leaders in our churches, the leaders in our nation. Father God, ruling the affairs of men, we know that you're triumphing, you're transcending, God. You're transcending and you're moving by your glorious power in the Spirit, God, to handle things, God, that we can't even see. So we thank you today that you're working it out. Your Lord God, sending the angels dispatch on your behalf to minister grace and peace to those that are in the hospital, to minister peace to the minds of those that are in prison, those that are in mental institutions, God. You're bringing reconciliation for your people today, God. So, Father, we just humble ourselves before your mighty hands. Let us continue, Lord God, to submit ourselves that we may hear the word, and not only hear the word, but be doers of the word. Help us, Lord God, not to, Lord God, bring forth anything out of the flesh for our own glory, but only that you will be exalted in the earth. For you say, if I, even I, am lifted up from the earth, that I will draw all men unto you, Lord. So get your glory today out of our lives, God. Triumph today, God, in the name of Jesus. Triumph today, God. We thank you, Lord, that you're the anchor of hope for all of us today. So we bless you, God, as we get into your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. God bless you again. Thank you all for tuning into the broadcast. God has given us a word today. And we entitled the message, the Exalted Horn of the Righteous. The Exalted Horns of the Righteous. You know, the righteous the Bible say you're unmovable. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Let's get right into the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This is a word we all need to hear because we are moving by faith every morning, every day that we are alive. We move by faith. We're trusting God to keep us. We're trusting God to make a way. We're trusting God to open doors. We're just trusting God to keep us whole, to keep us healed. We're trusting God to keep us protected. So every day there's a word for us. So we need this word for an assurance, hallelujah, of the promises of God to saints. Thank God that you are a believer and that your souls are sealed in Christ. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we want to turn over here to verse 58. It says, therefore. Now, when we say therefore, we can go up to that previous scripture, so we want to go up to verse 57. Hallelujah. Verse 57 says, but thanks be to God which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren and sisters, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. This is a very comforting scripture. All of this comforting scriptures, because God has let us know that everything that we do for him is not going unnoticed. And so we can be steadfast in faith and don't be moved by the pressure of life. Don't be moved by unexpected circumstances. God bless you, and thank God we had a little interruption there, but praise the Lord, we're back on air, live, praise God, and we wanted to start off where we finished, and God was letting us know that we ought to continue to do the work that he called us to do. When life comes at us hard, we ought to continue to work for the Lord. We ought to continue to share the gospel with others. We ought to continue to preach, to teach, be steadfast, unmovable in the Lord, because the Bible just declares that our labor is not in vain. Let's go to Psalms 92 right here. Praise God. We just thank God that we are back on the air. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. You know how technology does. I tell you, but I thank God that we worked it out. And Blog Talk has connected us live back in. But turn your Bible to Psalms 92. Talking about the exalted horn of the righteous being unmovable. We want you to be encouraged today with this message, because God is letting us know, as righteous people, we have an inheritance in Christ. We have privileges. We have favor. And even though life may come at you hard, God will always exalt your horn over the powers of the enemy. Let me say this before I read this other scripture. The enemy, Satan, has a horn too. Demons, they have horns too. But the righteous have horns that is anointed by God. And God has anointed us with the oil of gladness, with the oil of being blessed. So let's look at Psalms 92, and let's look at verse 10 right here. Let's get the understanding of it here. Now, we want to look here at verse 9 first, because this is what God is going to show us, is talking about the enemies of the spirit, the powers that work against us that we can't see. We need to understand who the real battle is. The battle that we're up against. And verse 9 says, "For lo, your enemies, O Lord, for lo, your enemies shall perish. All workers of iniquity shall be scattered." Verse 10, "But my horn shall you exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil." God will always refresh you. God will always replenish you. God will always restore you. It doesn't matter how hard you feel. It is. It doesn't matter how lonely you feel, how rejected you feel. You may have feel like you've been cast aside. God will always refresh you, anoint you. When you learn to enter into his presence with thanksgiving and understand that it is the Lord that will give you the victory that causes you to triumph. It is the Lord that causes you to be victorious in situations. Hallelujah, because why? We just read it. He will anoint you with fresh oil, every day. Hallelujah. We don't know the trials and the temptations and the tribulations that we may face in life, but one thing is certain, God will anoint us with fresh oil, and he will exalt the horn of the righteous like that of a unicorn. Hallelujah. You ever see a horn of the unicorn? I'm telling you, it is exalted. And they fight with their horn, praise the Lord. And so that is what God is promising us today. Now, we remember in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1, Hannah began to pray a prayer to the Lord. Now, this is very key here. I need everybody to really listen to this part. Hallelujah, because we get ready to break and destroy some yokes. We get ready to dispel the powers of the enemy, the spirit of the naysayers, the spirit of the powers of the principality, you know, trying to pray evil. We get ready to dispel that. Now, Hannah prayed a prayer in the scriptures here in 1 Samuel. Now, she was barren. You know how in the Bible days and even today, women that may be barren, they can't have children, it feels some kind of way. At least some of them, all of them don't feel that way. But some women that are barren, especially as Hannah was, you know, she couldn't have children at the time. And I'm sure, you know, the other handmaid or whatever that her husband was married to, they maybe mocked at her. Just like Sarah with Abraham, you know, dealing with, you know, the handmaid there. They may have been mocked and ashamed, whatever it is that makes your life feel mocked and shame. The enemies are laughing because situations they know about you, or they've seen some things or heard some things about you. And you know what? It could be true. However, Hannah prayed a prayer because God exalted her horn. God anointed her with oil. When the time was right, hallelujah, as we talked about on yesterday, God's purpose for you and I. When the time was just right, God blessed her womb. God opened up her womb, and she was able to bear her son. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God that he will anoint us. Look what she prayed. And Hannah prayed. We in 1 Samuel chapter 2. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. Hallelujah. She began to give God the praise because God lifted her up. That's why the Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hands of God, and in due time, he will lift you up. For you know what? God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself under the mighty hands of God, and he will lift you up. We humble ourselves to God. We see what the enemy is trying to do. You hear what the enemy is saying about you, but we don't retaliate. We submit ourselves to God in the likeness of Christ, being conformed to his image. Why? Because just as Christ suffered in the flesh, we talked about it the other week, arm yourself likewise, because in due time, God is going to exalt the horns of the righteous, and he's going to anoint you with fresh oil. He's going to bring you into that place of green pastures, that place of still waters, praise God. And you know what? Nothing in life can bring you to that place of still water and green pastures. As Psalms 3 talk about, other than the Spirit of Christ, it's only the Spirit of Christ, hallelujah, that can bring us there. Each day we're in the presence of God, and he brings us to that beautiful place of still waters, of green pastures. Let's go on to another scripture, because I think before the broadcast ends, we want to read Psalms 23, because I can feel in the spirit that there's some people that need peace. Hallelujah. You need peace. You need to know how to handle the circumstances of life. You need to know how to enter into the presence of the Lord, where you can find what you need, and he will exalt your horn. So we talk about the exalted horn of the righteous today. Hallelujah. God will exalt your horn. God will show you favor. God will let people know that you belong to him. He'll put the glory of you. He'll beautify you with salvation, hallelujah. And it's on the inside, and it radiates from the outside, because the joy of the Lord is your strength, praise God. Let's go to Psalms chapter 45. Psalms 45, and let's look at verse 7. I want to start there. You know, we may go up a little bit up on here. And I wanted you to know that, as we are turning to the scripture that Hannah in her prayer, she said, I wanted to read that whole prayer, but time is not going to permit us. But you read that whole chapter of 1 Samuel chapter 2. Please read the whole chapter of 1 Samuel chapter 2. Please. Because in that, Hannah began to pray a prayer that's so touching. And one part in that prayer, that song of praise she gave God, she said, because he lifted one up and he pulled out another. He lift up one and pull down another. And that is how God do. He rain on the just as well as the unjust. Hallelujah. Because he's a loving God. He's a compassionate God. And the Bible says, you know what? He's long-suffering. Long-suffering. Compassionate. God take care of you. He never will leave you nor forsake you. All the way in God. And you have to be steadfast, as we read the scripture, unmovable, always abounding in his work. Don't lay up your heart. Don't put your heart up, as the children of Israel did in Babylon. Don't hang your harp up. Continue to sing praises. Continue to do the work for the Lord. Hallelujah, because your labor is not in vain. Now, we want to look again. Now, we said Psalms 45, 45th division of Psalms, and we said we want to look here at verse 7. You loveth righteousness, and you hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellow. Hallelujah. Let's look at the next scripture. All your garments smell as myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made you glad. Praise the Lord. Let's read that again. Let's look at verse 7 again. Because God loved righteousness, he hated wickedness, so we do right by God in our heart. Like our heart is holy to the Lord. Our heart have a desire to please God. Like when we turn for wickedness, like we turn from the thought that the enemy want us to think about one another, evil, say evil things. When you love righteousness and hate wickedness, you are the one that God will anoint with the oil of gladness above your fellow. His favor will be on you because he knows that in your heart you're working righteousness. And if anybody refuses, if you refuse to work righteousness in your heart, you can't receive the favor of God. If you refuse to combat evil and wickedness with love, loving your enemies, opening your mouth, praying for your enemies, if you can't do that, you won't receive the favor of God. Your horns won't be exalted in the Lord. He only exalts the horn of the righteous. He's not going to exalt the horn of the wicked. Satan have already been given a minimum measure of exaltation with his horns being exalted. He already have that little bit of measure. He's not going to give Satan nothing else. He lost when he was kicked out of heaven. So now God exalts the horns of the righteous above that of the enemy. So he doesn't want us to work wickedness. God wants us to work righteousness because Satan's horns exalted in wickedness. God's horns are exalted in righteousness. Let me say that again. Satan's horn is exalted in wickedness, but the righteous horns are exalted in righteousness. God in goodness, in favor, in mercy, in loving kindness, in peace, in humility, the fruit of the Spirit. So that's how we overcome Satan, through the blood of the Lamb and words of our testimony. So he anoint you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. You know gladness comes from the Lord. You know joy comes from the Lord. You can't get that spirit from anywhere else. You people there in the world are, you know, they try to think themselves happy or gain the world to be happy. That's only temporary. You can be in the extreme hardest situation in life, but yet God will give you joy. Yet God will give you laughter that comes from the Lord because you're working righteousness and you're continuing to do work. So he said your garments will smell like mine, like myrrh and aloes and cassia, and of the ivory places whereby they have made you glad. God is the one that's able to do that. Now let's look at Psalms 112 and 9 before we wrap it up here. Hallelujah. Thank all of you for tuning in. We just pray the broadcast is continuing to go on. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the spirit of his word in the earth that has come to give us peace. You know, that's what Jesus came to do. He came to give us peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Israel, the Jewish nation, they were in expectancy, waiting for the Prince of Peace, the Messiah. They needed that, the Spirit. But what a lot of them didn't understand, that he was going to lead the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that would give us that. So we need the Holy Spirit. Now let's look here again, I said, at Psalms 112 and 9. He has dispersed. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. With honor. Now, let's look a little further up here, because this is making a point here. All this is making a point about the thing they have, they trust, and their heart is fixed on the Lord. This is making a point. Let's look at verse 5. This is talking about the good man. This is talking about the good man in God. Verse 5 says, and we in Psalms 112, verse 5, if you're with me here. Psalms 112, verse 5, let's go there. A good man shows favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. See, that's what the righteous, our hearts are fixed, trusting in the Lord. Verse 8 says, his heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. Verse 9 says, he has dispersed. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. Look what verse 10 says. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. The enemy will gnash their teeth, clench their fists, and do all kinds of things when they see the glory of God on your life. When they see the Spirit of the Lord resting upon you, when they see your horns is exalted above the powers of the enemy. This is what God has said. Those that give freely to the poor, when you lend to the Lord, when you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord. And the Bible says, you know, give when you feel it in your heart to give the poor. No, you can't, like so many millions of people, you're not going to be give to everybody. You can't give to every person, though our heart wants to. So you have opportunity. Give to the poor, because he that give to the poor, you lend to the Lord. Everything that you ever give in life, there's a reward for you from God. You can never outgive God. You can never outgive God. And in the day of your adversity, of your trials, you're going to get that all back. Hallelujah. We give up. We don't give unto men for men to honor us or recognize us. We give to the Lord because we know it's the right thing to do. And when you do that, when you give freely, your horn will be lifted up with the Lord. Hallelujah. You will have favor with God when you're not stingy, when you're not grudgy, when you really don't want to help and you just, you know. And I know that there's that medium place where you got to take care of yourself, you got to save some things for yourself and do things, you know. But we should not give grudgingly. There's not a place in the Spirit of Christ where you don't wish us well and you hold back because you don't wish them well. But see, when the Bible talks about in Deuteronomy, when God would bring the children of Israel into their promised land, when he talks about bringing them into their promised land, he told them, when I bring you into your good land, that you open your hands wide. Turn not none away that asks of you. Open your hands wide and bless them. See, we hold on too tight. We hold on to the world that's in our heart. And the Bible said, you know, where the treasures is, where's your heart? It shouldn't be in the treasures of the world. But our affection should be on things above. We got to really grasp the spiritual concept of the treasures of the Lord and understand the spiritual dynamics of how God operates in the spirit. When you give, your horns are lit up. You're blessed and anointed with fresh oil when you give. The Lord say give. To whomever is in your company that have a need. The Bible says this. So we're trying to release ourselves so that God can bless us and keep our horns lifted up above the enemy. Hallelujah. We don't need the world goods to be exalted or to be lifted up, to be blessed or to be happy. We just need the Spirit of God. And whatever the Spirit of God releases in our lives, in the spiritually or monetarily, you know, naturally, you know, even your health is a blessing to be anointed by God, to be healthy, that you're not sick in the hospital, that you haven't been given some bad news, you have cancer, that you have diabetes. And if you have these things, you know, God is still able. You know, the Bible talks about this is the fasting that, you know, it's approved to God when you lose the bands of wickedness, when you help the widows, the orphans, you know, then when your wells break forth, your springs will break forth, your healing will spring forth, your deliverance will spring forth, your goodness, your mercy, your protection will spring forth when you heal When you hear God, you give, you love your heart like the Holy Spirit is telling you, like God has already instructed us. That's how we stay blessed. That's how the enemy can never have nothing on you. There's a spirit of righteousness that works inside of us. We can't take our eyes off the spirit of righteousness. That's what the Bible said. The kingdom of God is not in meat or drink or what you wear, but it's in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Very important for us to understand what the kingdom of God is all about. Now, we're going to look at one or two more scriptures here. We're wrapping up. Let's go to Psalms 89:17 if we have time. If we don't, God bless you. I love you all. The Lord love you. And I sure thank you for tuning in. But Psalms 89:17. And we are doing airborne worship today, so you hear some noise in the background. Nevertheless, hallelujah, God is blessing our souls. So Psalms 89:17 says, "For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn shall be exalted." Oh, let's read it again. Let's read it again. Matter of fact, let's go up to verse 16. Let's go up to verse 16. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to keep going up. I want to keep going up. We'll just stay right here, verse 16. In your name shall they rejoice all the day, and in your righteousness shall they be exalted. Oh, bless the Lord. In your name shall they rejoice all day, and in your righteousness shall they be exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn shall be exalted. Favor. You see that? In God's favor, our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. That's where our help comes from. Hallelujah. See, God has raised a horn for us in the house of David. That was a prophecy. And because our horn is raised up, we have victory. We have favor. God has given it to us. Psalms 28:7 says, "The Lord is my shield and my strength. My heart trusts in him." Let's see if we go there real quickly. Beautiful scriptures to keep us in remembrance that the Lord is our strength and our shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, with my songs, I will praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Lift them up forever. God will keep you lifted up above the enemies. He knows what spirit and powers of the enemy is out there that's trying to bring you down, that's trying to get you discouraged. God understands that. God sees that. He sees and knows things that we don't know. The enemy is on his job, and we got to be on our job. We got to let Satan know, listen, I'm here to stay. I'm not going anywhere. Satan will be out here fighting against the saints until the end. But he needs to know that we're here to stay as well, because God has already given us the victory. And that's why scripture says there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. No depth, no height, no angel, no principality, no famine, no nakedness, no pearl, no nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because God is faithful, and he has already exalted our horn over the powers of the enemy. So we don't have to worry about that. Now let's look here. Last scripture here is Psalms 75, the 75th division of Psalms. And let's start right here at verse 9. "But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also I will cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted." Hallelujah. Oh, we are definitely looking forward to the great day that God will definitely cut off the horn of the enemy. We know the false prophet and the Antichrist, all of that spirit that's rising up out of the waters with the horns, the little horns, the big horns. God has lifted our horns above that. He has given us a horn that is exalted in righteousness. In righteousness. Satan's horn exalted evil and wickedness. That's why the enemies be against your soul. That's why the enemies come after you. That's why the enemies speak evil of you. That's why the enemy, you know, cause you so much trouble. Because their horns are exalted in wickedness. But the horn of the righteous, we are anointed by God. And the enemy will never have anything on you. Hallelujah. And we have to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, maintain our peace, maintain and be steadfast in God, keep it moving, and just enjoy your relationship with God. Enjoy your relationship with God and fight the good fight of faith and lay hold to eternal life, as Christ has already told us. So God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. We do apologize for the interruption that we had earlier in the broadcast. But until next time, I'm Linda Schuler, the evangelist for the hour. Have a wonderful day.